Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
We are breaking this story exclusively that when the Democrats didn't show and then the Republicans voted on their own and declared Lisa Daymuth the speaker, they then left. Tom stayed at the Capitol and played that song. Yes or no, was Hauser Man playing throughout the Capitol since everybody left?
Well, there was plenty of time, and no one was really in charge, as far as we know. So, yes I did. In fact, I did the old Al Haig deal from years ago.
Yes.
I'm in charge here at the White House while the president is incapacitated.
Yeah. You were as accurate as Al Haig at that particular time. Yeah. All right. Okay.
That is for your older listeners who might remember
Yes. Who
Al Haig was.
Yes.
Back in the day.
So, I guess we kind of knew it. I've interviewed Hortman. I've had Daymuth on the show yesterday. You live this. The Democrats get the victory on Tabke today, but Daymuth was saying, I'm not sure I'm going to seat him. It's our final responsibility, not the judge's decision. We had the situation where Kevin Burke swears those guys in secrecy on Sunday. We have Lisa Daymuth saying, okay, we're going to be in the majority here, and maybe we'll be in the majority the entire time. Melissa Hortman saying, okay, we'll let you be in the majority until we're going to win this seat, because they're going to win the seat. Then it's 67-67. Then we have the debate on quorum. We have the Secretary of State's opinion, and the Democrats saying, we're not going to show. They didn't show. So did it play out as expected, or were there a couple surprises?
Well, it played out as Republicans predicted it would.
Yep.
The Democrats did not show up. DFL Secretary of State Steve Simon, as he had promised to do, determined there was not a quorum by his reading of the law, that there should be 68 of 134 instead of 67 of 133, because right now there's only 133 legally elected members of the House. So he immediately adjourned. The microphones were shut off. The camera started to pull away. And there were howls of protest from Republicans. 2 minutes later, microphones back on, cameras back on. They went about their business and declared that there is a quorum, 67 of 133, and then proceeded to elect Lisa Daymuth as the House Speaker.
What happens next?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
What happens next?
Well, that is unclear. They're going to be back in session tomorrow at noon in the House. And then this, in all likelihood, this standoff will last at least until January 28th, when there is a special election in a Roseville area seat.
Yep.
Where Curtis Johnson, who had been elected as a Democrat,
yep,
and a judge ruled he ran illegally because he did not live in the district, so he was not allowed to take office. That's why it's 133 legally elected members instead of 134. So Democrats will likely stay away until at least January 28th, possibly until the Monday after that, February 3rd, when they will, that election in all likelihood will result in a DFL victory. Curtis Johnson won the seat by 7,500 votes, so his replacement candidate will likely win by a healthy margin. Then we'll be back to a 67-67 tie. Republicans will claim, we've already elected a speaker. You can't undo that without 68 votes. You don't have 68 votes, so therefore Lisa Daymuth is the speaker for the next 2 years. This is almost certain to go to the Minnesota Supreme Court.
And how soon could that happen?
Well, we might know more in a little less than an hour when Democrats are going to hold a news conference at a location I am not allowed to to reveal, but they will be doing a
news conference. Your ice rink in your gated community.
Well, I do have an ice rink. We have no gates.
Okay.
There are no gates. So that will be happening. We'll find out what their next move will be, and we don't know if they'll make that move now or wait until they're back in a 67-67 tie. But we'll know more here, I think, in the next hour or so. But this is, just for your listeners, this is absolutely unprecedented.
Yeah.
As was
clownish,
the
mask wearing
in. What's that?
Clownish. I also had it.
You could, on both sides, you could make this argument.
Right.
The as much as Democrats are bending over backwards to try to make that mass swearing in secret on Sunday night seem like a nothing to see here. This happens all the time.
Okay.
That never happens.
Never.
It has never happened in state history.
Right.
There have been periodic, somebody's sick, somebody's, you
sure.
know.
Yeah,
we got, you know, somebody's out of town. They have to be sworn in away from the Capitol under extraordinary circumstances. Never has there been a mass swearing in of one of the political caucuses all at once secretly. In fact, we learned about it from House Republicans 3 hours before Democrats even put out a release that they did this.
Well, OK, so here's simple me on the Democrats. Don't do this in secret. Show up to work. Okay? That's my two things there. Don't do anything in secret. Show up to work. For Republicans, when you have the majority, you're the majority. You should pass and do whatever you want. But then when it goes back to 67-67, you should go back to a sharing agreement. And by the way, Daymuth shouldn't have said, well, if the judge determines Tabke's the victory, I don't know if we're going to really seat him. That's an incredibly dangerous precedent. So, I mean, to me, that isn't that tough. When, and Hortman's made this point with me, and Daymuth has pushed back, I just don't believe Daymuth gets to be speaker for the entire time. But do we have any precedent, Tom, where something legally or health happened where it was, let's say, a one-vote majority, and someone was selected speaker, and then the numbers changed, and so then we had to have co-speakers. Has that ever happened? Do you know that?
Well, there was almost a co-speaker situation back in 1979, the only other time there has been a tie in the Minnesota House. But they ended up with an agreement where they elected a Republican speaker and a Democratic chairperson of the House Rules Committee, which is a very powerful position. Kind of a gatekeeper on what gets to the House floor.
Yep.
So they kind of shared power in that way. And then later in that session, one of the members, I believe, did have a heart attack, and so it got very complicated.
Yep.
That session was also very messy, just like I have been predicting this one would be, and will even more so now. I don't believe there's any chance they'll finish on time the third week in May. This thing could very well go till the last day of June before the fiscal year ends. And so this is, we're in uncharted waters right now in the Minnesota legislature. But, you know, Democrats could have shown up today, provided the quorum, let Republicans do what they're doing, and then still challenged it to the Minnesota Supreme Court.
That's what they should have done.
They chose not to do that.
Yep.
And so now they have the bad optics of not showing up for work.
Yeah.
Now, all of their supporters are going to say, well, good for you. You shouldn't show up because Republicans are in the midst of a power grab. But, you know, most people don't pay that close of attention.
Mm-mm.
All they're going to remember is you didn't show up.
Yeah.
And so what kind of long-lasting impact that has? Will it still be on voters' minds less than 2 years from now? Don't forget there's elections coming up in like 22 months.
Yeah.
And we don't know what kind of impact this will have, but it will ultimately be decided, I believe, by the Supreme
Court. Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Court.
This is the Hauser man, Tom Hauser, with us, trying to break this down. I'm not sure you're familiar with this guy. His name's Tim Walz. He's the governor of the state. Does he want to just offer up and give her an opinion and get involved with this at all? Has he said anything the last few days?
Not to my knowledge, not in my presence. And he hasn't really had an appearance at all this week. And in fact,
there's
nothing on his calendar today, the opening day of session, I'm sure, because none of his Democratic colleagues are in the House. Now, they were in the Senate. There were 33 members, Democrats, in the Senate, along with the 33 Republicans. So they do have a power-sharing agreement there for 2 weeks, where they will switch off every other day, I believe, with a Republican in charge one day, Democrat the next. But remember, that's a different animal because they're in a tie right now,
mm-hmm.
whereas Republicans have a one-seat advantage in the House. So that's why the circumstances are a little bit different. Plus, Senate Democrats were not just up for election.
Yeah.
You know, they were elected to four-year terms 2 years ago. So it was a little easier to reach a power-sharing agreement there than in the House.
So here's my last point, and I'll let you go. Most of the time, over the decades we've been talking about this, nothing really happens for about 3 months. And then in the end, about six people get involved. They work out a deal. The rest of the House and Senate find out about it. They're mad about it. We either have a special session, we don't have a special session, but we go back and we think, why couldn't they have accomplished all this week after week after week? And yes, they have hearings, but substantial bills often don't pass. Are we really, again, I'm on the record, Democrats absolutely, positively, unequivocally should have showed today. Let me be clear about that. But are we really going to miss as much as we think we are if we just look at the pattern the last 20-some years about nothing gets done until we get about 4 days from the deadline?
Well, you're right. No major decisions, let's be honest, really get made until April or May. However, a lot of the groundwork, a lot of the spade work is done earlier in the session. They have hearings. They hear public testimony. They're taking ideas from citizens or lawmakers or whatever. So there is some of that important. It's like planting a garden. You've got to do a lot of spade work. You got to do some fertilizing.
Who are you, Belinda Jensen, all of a sudden here? I mean,
I do not want to steal Belinda Jensen's thunder.
All of a sudden, Davey's Mr. Gardener here. He has spade.
I do grow roses at home. So I know something.
No, do you?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Something I picked up from my mom many years ago.
And that's great.
Kind of in her honor. But
beautiful.
So, you know, you've got to do the spade work. You got to do the fertilizing, and then you end up with bills that bloom. How about that?
He's testing this out and deciding if he's going to use it on Channel 5. We're like, it's like an audition. He's deciding.
He's like a comedian. He's got a big show coming up. He's playing the club right now to test out the material.
He's at the Funny Bone right now before he goes to Madison Square Garden. That's where he's at.
I would think Dave would have a rim shot in there for me somewhere, but apparently we do not have.
Yeah, I don't know. What color are the roses?
So a lot of important work does get done, but what I think is the biggest problem is the bad blood that has been engendered by what is happening, and that is going to be difficult to overcome, especially with a tie vote, especially with Democrats having grown accustomed, maybe too accustomed, to having absolute power in the past couple of years, and it's very difficult to give that up. There are some members of the Democratic House Caucus who have never known a minute in the minority, and it is going to be difficult for them to accept that, or not, if they're not in the minority, even to accept being in a tie where they can't just pass things without any Republican support.
What color are the roses?
I do a variety. I do some red, purple, yellow.
Wow.
Every year I mix them up a little bit. Yeah.
Nice. I need
And I saw it. So the garden is in honor of my mom, and then my sister, as you know, passed away 2 years ago. It's a memorial garden for both of them. They both loved roses. And so I do that every year.
I love that. I mean that in all sincerity. That is fantastic. All right, my friend. Let's get together sometime soon, and I'll be watching you tonight when you're trying out your material that you tested on us.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know if you got any emails, if people like it or not, and then I'll determine whether I put it on TV. Now.
So far, it's 50-0. No one liked it. No, I'm kidding.
All right, guys.
See ya. Tom Hauser, he's the best. We got to have a little middle seat discussion on a plane, and then we're going to get back to the purple. So not yet, but if you want to chime in the purple, because part of what we're going to say about the purple and the Vikings, what bugs you most about this collapse? Because it's a collapse, right?
Yeah.
If you win 14 games and you're walking Sam Darnold around like he's the conquering hero that we've ended the war and he's our guy and we're gonna basically give him the state of Minnesota, and now we're kicking him out of the state at 312. That's a collapse. What bugs you most about what happened to the Vikings last 2 weeks? We'll get to that at 235 because we have to get to this middle seat situation because I think we're in agreement. I think we're in agreement. I'm not sure the rest of the public will be. That's coming up in moments on the Home of the Twins. By the way, we should mention this. Next Wednesday, not tomorrow, but next Wednesday, Rocco Baldelli in studio for almost the entirety of the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah, should be a good extended visit.
Yeah, we'll deal with some nonsense. Well, we for sure will deal with, speaking of collapses, it's kind of been the year of a collapse. The Wolves had this great run. Then they collapsed against the Mavs.
Yep.
The Twins certainly collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
The Wild, they're doing okay so far.
Yeah, they were just, right? At the end of last season, they were just not any good most of the season because they were hurt.
You know one stupid sports, do you know the Loons started practicing yesterday?
Well, you got to get ready.
What?
The season ended like a week ago.
Honestly, this season doesn't have to be 12 months. And by the way, practicing when it's 2 below up. Seems prime soccer weather to me, doesn't it?
Let's clear it up. They weren't practicing, Trad. They were in training.
They were in training, yes, for the beautiful game.
Lace up your boots, boys.
Thank you, Adrian Heath.